Glencliff is one of the most diverse high schools in the state. Almost half of the student population is Hispanic or Latino, and many of them have protection under the DACA program. And that's where the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition held a workshop to try to answer what's next. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
It wasn't just Metro schools that helped publicize this meeting. School districts around the region sent out robocalls, and one reached Carmen Labrada and Francisco Perez, who drove from Lebanon. They have two children with DACA. The youngest is a senior and eager to go to college. Without documentation, it's not easy to find a good job, and we don't want that for our kids. We want them to go to school and to have a better future. They say they've had a hard time getting concrete answers, but feel better after hearing from a lawyer. An immigration attorney with Justice for Our Neighbors took questions from the audience. Does one have to notify their employer when their permit expires? The answer is no. What about those with pending DACA applications? They'll still be processed. Will they continue to be able to go to school? Yes. Could they lose their scholarships? Maybe. The workshop concluded with immigrant advocate Camila Feiler calling for young people to take care of themselves.
We are setting up healing spaces for DACA recipients on how to just share with other recipients affected on how this is impacting their lives, what they're going to do. We're going to connect them with mental resources because this is very devastating for them and their families.
The Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition is also asking students to reach out to their state representative to share their story. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.